This episode is brought in part to you by Audible, your go-to destination for thrilling audio entertainment. Whether you're looking for a hair-raising experience to enjoy while you're on the move or eager to dive into sinister and shocking tales, Audible has an exclusive collection of thrillers from best-selling authors that will keep you on the edge of your seat. Like James Patterson's first audio-only thriller, The Coldest Case. Experience stories like never before, where every chilling detail is brought to life by captivating sound design. Plus, as an Audible member, choose one title a month to make yours forever. And now, new members can try Audible free for 30 days. Just visit audible.com/WonderyPod or text WonderyPod to 500-500. That's audible.com/WonderyPod or text WonderyPod to 500-500.
That's not just the sound of that first sip of Morning Joe. It's the sound of someone shopping for a car on Carvana from the comfort of home.
That's a good blend.
It's time to take it easy, like answering some easy questions to get pre-qualified for a car in minutes.
Talk about starting the morning right.
Just like customizing your terms so your car fits your budget.
Mm-mm-mm.
Visit Carvana.com or download the app to experience car shopping the way it should be. Convenient, comfortable.
Airport nightmare.
The lines were just growing and growing, not moving.
Celebrating a Mideast ceasefire.
It's good to have a bit of a break.
Kidnapper foiled by slime.
He got caught blue-handed.
Good morning. I'm Steve Kathan with the CBS World News Roundup. It's a chaotic scene at many airports. An outage overnight in the system that checks passengers in, creating long lines and confusion. This woman at Logan Airport in Boston.
I've never seen it like this before. The lines are quite long. Just waiting to get on my flight. It's changed three times since I've been in line.
Systems are running again, but there could be delays throughout the day. CBS's Mola Lenghi is at New York's LaGuardia Airport.
It was a global reservation system that's used by several airlines. That went down early this morning, causing long lines. A technical glitch by a third-party company called Sabre caused the delays for people trying to check in to their flights.
Correspondent Chris Van Cleve is in Washington.
You can't get passengers to the plane, so if you can't get them on the plane, there's no reason to fly the flight, and that's why the delays happen, because you can't check anybody in. Sabre is a decades-old system. It was developed in the 1960s. We're talking MS-DOS and floppy disk type of technology.
Overseas, a ceasefire is holding this morning in the Middle East.
Thousands of Palestinians took to the streets of Gaza, celebrating the ceasefire and declaring victory among the ruins. The mood in Israel is more subdued.
So I'm, like, not very positive about that.
They will start shooting rockets again, and they will just try to kill our people.
People on both sides believe it's just a matter of time until the next conflict, but for now, everyone is ready for a break. Robert Berger, CBS News, Jerusalem.
There have been some clashes reported between Palestinian protesters and Israeli police in Jerusalem. CBS's Weijia Jiang at the White House has more on what President Biden has said about this major foreign policy challenge.
A senior administration official told CBS News that Mr. Biden's experience during previous conflicts in the Middle East led him to deliberately take this behind-the-scenes approach, and that he believes it's more effective to work that way instead of getting drawn into public political arguments.
COVID-19 cases in the U.S. remain below the 30,000 a day level, deaths below 700 a day. The makers of the Pfizer and Moderna vaccines have talked recently about the likelihood of booster shots being needed later this year or early next. Dr. Anthony Fauci on CBS This Morning.
We don't know whether we will have to do it and when we will have to do it. There's estimates. Well, it may be a year. It may be a little bit longer. The fact is we don't know. But it would really be foolish not to plan for the possibility. We just keep following the durability of the response. And if the time comes, we'll at least have enough data, because we're doing the studies now, to know what we expect to see when we do boost people.
First Ohio, now other states are offering lottery incentives for people to get vaccinated. Maryland Governor Larry Hogan is offering up to $2 million doled out into early July.
That's 40 drawings over 40 days for the chance to win $40,000 each day.
On the 4th of July, that bumps up to $400,000. New York is offering prizes and lottery tickets. The House has passed a $1.9 billion bill to boost Capitol security. It calls for retractable fencing and a quick response force. Republicans opposed it, and it passed with just one vote to spare. Britain's Prince William and his brother Harry have issued strong statements blasting the BBC after an investigation found unethical practices led up to their mother, Princess Diana, giving a revealing interview in 1995. William says it added to her feelings of paranoia.
The deceitful way the interview was obtained substantially influenced what my mother said. The interview was a major contribution to making my parents' relationship worse.
Journalist Martin Bashir apologized for using fake bank records to make it look like people were being paid to keep tabs on Diana. CNN says it was inappropriate for host Chris Cuomo to be on phone calls with staff members for his brother, New York Governor Andrew Cuomo, to strategize handling of sexual misconduct allegations.
Being looped into calls with other friends of his and advisors that did include some of his staff, I understand why that was a problem for CNN. It will not happen again.
The network has announced no action against Cuomo, who has steered clear of covering the story of the accusations against his brother on the air. CNN says the Trump Justice Department secretly obtained 2017 phone records of a Pentagon correspondent. The network has condemned it and has asked for a review of the matter. Earlier this month, the Washington Post revealed phone records of two of its reporters who covered the Russia investigation were seized by the Justice Department. From Florida, the story of a crime foiled by slime.
11-year-old Alyssa Bunnell says a man with a knife grabbed her, threatened her, and tried to drag her to his van.
He took me with his arm. I was able to get him down to the ground and get away.
A Florida Panhandle girl had been playing with blue slime, and from watching Law & Order, she says she knew the importance of evidence, so she slimed him. When deputies caught up with the would-be kidnapper, the stuff was all over his arms. Alyssa's mother, Amber.
He got caught blue-handed.
Peter King, CBS News Orlando.
With the pandemic raging, holiday travel last year was put off by millions of us. Shelley McClaskey spent $900 on flights her family never took.
California at that time in Los Angeles area was shut down, so we just didn't think it was a good idea.
Well, check your airline statements. Carriers have issued $10 billion worth of credit vouchers for travel not used during the pandemic.
When most airlines issue a credit voucher, they're valid for a year. That one-year clock starts ticking from the time you first purchased the ticket.
CBS News senior travel advisor Peter Greenberg says you may need to take action now or soon to keep them alive.
A number of them might offer you a six-month extension. Some have even offered to transfer those vouchers into the equivalents in frequent flyer miles.
An art collector tells the New York Post he found a long-lost Vincent van Gogh painting at an obscure country auction. The painting, titled Auvers 1890, is signed and was likely painted in the last 2 months of his life. The Van Gogh Museum in Amsterdam will authenticate it. 50 years ago today, Marvin Gaye delivered a music masterpiece. CBS's Steve Futterman.
It's a landmark breakthrough album.
Mother, there's too many of you.
What's Going On was released during a turbulent time. The title song talks about the Vietnam War. The other major hit deals with the environment. Leonard Pitts Jr. is a columnist and former music critic.
It sort of captures this existential angst that we have as human beings.
Tawana Steptoe is a professor at the University of Arizona.
What's Going On holds up because, quite frankly, we're still facing the same issues.
Steve Futterman, CBS News, Los Angeles.
The CBS World News Roundup is produced by Paul Ferry. I'm Steve Kathan, CBS News.
Hi, it's Stephen Colbert, and I'm here to tell you about The Late Show Pod Show, which is the podcast of The Late Show with me, Stephen Colbert, and I'm here with my producer of the podcast, Becca. Hi, Becca.
Hi, Stephen.
And how long have you been the producer of this?
We've been doing this for 2 years now.
Okay, and what is it like to attempt to get feedback from me about the podcast? Be honest about how quickly I respond to emails.
You actually respond to emails surprisingly fast.
Really? I think you might be the only person I respond to quickly. Oh, well, that's good.
Yeah.
I expected you to lay into me.
Well, this was over the strike period.
Oh, I had time.
Yeah.
See, that doesn't count. Sure, I responded to everything because responding to you putting reruns up on the podcast was like a form of employment.
Yeah.
And I felt like I had something to get up for every day. So thank you for that. Listen to The Late Show Pod Show with Stephen Colbert wherever you get your podcasts.
Nancy's love story could have been ripped right out of the pages of one of her own novels.
She was a romance mystery writer who happens to be married to a chef.
But this story didn't end with a happily ever after.
When I stepped into the kitchen, I could see that Chef Brophy was on the ground, and I heard somebody say, call 911.
As writers, we'd written our share of murder mysteries. So when suspicion turned to Dan's wife, Nancy, we weren't that surprised.
The first person they look at would be the spouse.
We understand that's usually the way they do it.
But we began to wonder, had Nancy gotten so wrapped up in her own novels?
There are murders in all of the books.
That she was playing them out in real life? You can listen to Happily Never After, Dan and Nancy, early and ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts.
It was the biggest scandal in pop music. The stars of Milli Vanilli, the Grammy-winning multi-platinum R&B phenomenon, were exposed as frauds, but none of this was their idea. So whose idea was it? Enter German music producer Frank Farian. He saw the success of acts like Michael Jackson and Prince, and he wanted in, no matter the cost. So he devised the perfect pop heist. Two once-in-a-lifetime talents who were charismatic, full of sex appeal, and phenomenal dancers. The only problem? They couldn't sing. But Frank knew just how to fix that. Wondery's new podcast, Blame It on the Fame, dives into one of pop music's greatest controversies and takes a never-before-heard look at the exploitation of two young Black artists. Milli Vanilli set the world on fire, but when the truth came out, Rob and Fab were the only ones who got burned. Looking back now, it's hard not to wonder, why did everyone blame them and not the man pulling the strings? Follow Blame It on the Fame, Milli Vanilli, on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. You can binge all episodes of Blame It on the Fame early and ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus.